This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.
All right, hey lovies, welcome back to another episode of Love, Growth, and Freedom. Oh wow, it's been a long time since I've listened to myself again, just kidding. Or it's been a long time since I've been here to create a podcast because life has been crazy. And I never thought that I'd be so plucked out of my routine that I miss this so much. So hi lovies, if you're still here listening to me, I am grateful for you. And I'm so amazed by the support. I haven't made an episode in the past few months, and everyone's still here. And I'm so grateful for that. Thank you. So, in lieu of that, I am breaking my break. This is the end of the hiatus, because finally, I got a mic. So, just so all you know, an update of my life. I've been transitioning from a different life, I guess. So, you know, starting November, I had this long break of self-discovery and achievement and everything. I had that moment where I had to take a break from working my ass off for so long, and then that's it. Then took a break, then I had to take a leap for my life, booked a flight to Australia since the border is open, because I've been working on this for so many years, 2 years, not so much, but so long. And there you go, it's all about to happen. And then I transition to this kind of life. I've been moving constantly from November until January until February, and now it's just the moment that I've been settling in. I've been slowly laying ground where I am today, and today I was given the chance to buy this mic and have this moment to share with you guys again. So thank you for being here. So for today's topic, I know you've missed me. This is Love, Growth, and Freedom again. With Adrian Duarte. So again, to break this hiatus, I thought of this topic. You know, I've been thinking about this because I've been going through a lot of this the past few months. Basically, the past 2 years of my life has been a constant roller coaster of ups and downs, of learning things, unlearning them, and relearning new things, or relearning things, rehashing what it was and changing it and changing your views. The reason why I want to talk about this, it's because of that. Like, human nature, life as it is, it's ever changing and ever growing. And you, as a person, is your responsibility to become your favorite versions of yourself. To have like this state of being able to look yourself in the mirror and say, well, I'm happy that you're this person in front of me. I'm happy that I've been working so hard to be a great person in the mirror that I want to see. So a part of that, the reason I want to talk about that, because I think we have to understand the craziness of life and how you're always going to force to change. You're always going to force to learn new things. And sometimes it's important to unlearn them, because those were old teachings or wrong teachings. I guess it's not wrong, but it wasn't fit for how we want to include people nowadays in all our dialogues and being intentional and mindful of our surroundings and nature and everything else and being sustainable. So it's part of life that you have to elevate yourself from just learning what was taught and then living with it forever through learning what it is, what it truly means for you, and how you are able to live it and put it up, to unlearning the bad stuff that causes harm to other people and organisms or whatever in this universe, then relearning how to include them in the conversation, how to include them in our daily life, to build like this place where we all understand that we always have to change, we always have to learn, we always have to grow. So I'll be sharing a couple of experiences on that, but basically, it talks about that. You know, to learn the things that was taught, but to also learn what works and what doesn't anymore, and then relearn them. Understand how it fits into your current narrative and your present situation in life. And then maybe you have to relearn new stuff. Relearn new stuff by meaning like you build up on a foundational idea of whatever it was you tried to unlearn. And then see if it still fits. Relearn how to reintegrate it to the life that we have right now, the future or the present that you're seeing in front of you. And this kind of practice, this kind of idea helps me because, well, it gives me this motivation to always keep myself up on my feet, to never let myself be complacent of just the person that I've been, with allowing myself to enjoy whatever I can enjoy, but yet still hope to be my better version each and every day, my favorite version that I see in the mirror. And that's it, right? So in the past few months, I've been crazy. I had this long vacation. I went to Siargao. In that trip of mine, I learned how to make friends on my own. I've learned how to trust people, to trust in myself. I've learned how to allow friendships to happen, to allow relationships to build, and to be able to just let yourself go. To just let yourself be free to exist momentarily in an island that was just beautiful and motherly. And that was a wonderful gift to myself that past time of the year. That was my favorite trip of my own. First very solo trip to do it. And like, that was beautiful. And I've met amazing people from all walks of life that has taught me so much lessons. And that's it. I've understood. At that point, I learned a lot about myself that I never thought I'd be having or doing. I was able to date a lot of guys while I was there. Not really date, but to get to meet people, to go on that kind of like date and understand where they are and kind of really like them and allow myself to feel. Those are great, yeah? And I've learned that, well, I had so much fear and I give so much weight to how my parents think of what I can't and cannot do until I try them. Then I realize I can do it. Sometimes I've doubted myself because other people have doubted me. And if only one person had believed in me doing that, I'd be achieving more, I guess. And I can't take that back, but I've learned that was a part of me in the past that's done that. And now I've learned about it and I'm unlearning that fear. I'm unlearning that doubt within myself. I'm unlearning that old notion of how dating is supposed to be. I've unlearned being dishonest. And now I'm relearning how to be honest, more honest in the sense where I want it to become. And then I am now relearning how I look at dates and being in relationships and people and allowing people to just build their relationships and connections and to also like believe in myself more. I'm learning what it feels like to believe in myself, or I am relearning not to let those doubts of other people get into my head and doubt myself too. Those are the things that's happening in all of our lives, even if you don't see it or not, the way that all those are learned and relearned and unlearned works in this kind of synergy. Then we move next to, after that transition, I went back home just before the storm came, which devastated a lot of people, broke hearts of so many. And I was so worried for my friends who got stuck there. And I was just like devastated at what happened, you know, and I was so grateful that I was able to experience that beauty before it was wiped out. And now I've done so much as I could to help send relief packages and operations and everything and shared it all the time and been talking to the friends that I've heard have been doing missions on the ground. Very helpful. Very wonderful, right? And yeah, after that, I've learned that all the things that I've actually learned from Siargao came with me back when I came back to Manila. I stayed there for 2 weeks. I came back to Manila. When I came back to Manila, I booked my flight to Australia. Because when I came back to Manila, the borders reopened. I've been working on that for so long, and I did just pressed it. And I was so ready to move forward with my life. I was like so ready to jump in on that ship and never come back. You know, jump in on that ship and like change. You know, don't leave your friends, but like take it. Take that adventure. Fly away, little birdie. That's what I did. And after a few days, I've met my partner, Killian. So I've met him. First date was crazy. It wasn't really much of a date, but that was it. First date, it was just an easy, you want to meet up? Sure, come on, let's meet up. And then we did. Then there was another date. I'll see you again. We saw each other again after a week or whatever. And we went on an errand date, which is really, really cute. Then went snowball from there. I never thought that I'd allow myself to like feel that kind of like love again with just like meeting one person, then the next and the next. It's like just a whirlwind of everything else. But he treated me right. He treats me right. He treats me right. I have to fix my tenses. I've been doing that all the time then. But yeah, he treats me right. And I'm happy that I did meet him. But the things that I've learned from Siargao contributed to how it happened for me and Gil was because I was understanding the importance of just allowing people to get to know you. Because I came from that Siargao high of knowing that and like full of love and full of enthusiasm and making connections because it was so easy to make connections in that island. And I gave it a shot trying to connect to him. And then we connected on a very deep level that I did not expect and could not explain. And then that's it. Yeah, but until now, we make it work. But we are polyamorous. And I'll have in my podcast soon, but polyamorous. We are polyamorous, meaning poly, multiple loves. So poly means multiple, I guess. Amore. Amore is love. So multiple loves. So it's kind of like that. So, yeah. You can search it up. I'll talk about it soon and more in my podcast, but, you know, just search it up. Anyway, so I've learned all that, and I was like, okay, wow. I allowed myself to feel that connection. So in that whole period of my life was a whirlwind. Feeling one good thing to another to an amazing like ride of a lifetime in Siargao, and then coming back. And then in that coming back to Manila, it was just an idea of packing my things, getting myself self ready to leave. You know, I just came back and now I'm just going to enjoy this holiday that could possibly be my last holidays here in the Philippines for a while. And I had to do it. I was like, okay, quickly. And then that December, everything was fine. I was able to do everything that I could. Everything was on the timeline that I wanted. And I was like, okay, I'm having enough time for everybody. And I was so set on that. But then Omicron hit. Everything was locking down, cases were rising up, all the despedidas I've had planned for January, which I already planned in December to like set it out, a 4-week despedida plan, a 4-week going away parties or list of them. But then I couldn't do it. I couldn't meet other people because of the virus. I didn't want to get it because I'm leaving for Australia and I wouldn't want to compromise it, right? So what I've learned was then and there, I realized I am being tested with patience. That patience is something that I have to learn this time. You know, I've been working on it for 2 years now before I left, before everything else. And it came in when it all came. Now it all comes rushing down. But then, you know, it gave you the good thing. It gave you that good feeling, but then it takes away a lot of the things that you were expecting to do. Then that's what I've learned about myself, that maybe I wasn't so ready for all these kinds of changes and that it was difficult for me. So I understand now what I have to rehash or change again with the idea of patience and how it works for me now, how I see it, how I can act it, how I can actually improve on it. that made me want to just, you know, okay, fine, let's work on it. Let's work on patience this year. Let's work on that. And yeah, when you look at that, now I'm here. I've been doing so many things, and I've been moving almost nonstop. I tried, when I arrived here in Australia, I tried to do everything by the paper, get the bank already, get my certificate for the vaccine recognized, and then get my rapid antigen test so that I could go around and get a new bank account. Yeah, and all those, I had to set those up. I had to be like an adult and set all those up. And then after that, I moved to the home that I'm going to stay in, and then, you know, just settled in, did some research, and tried to understand how to go about the city and this life. So I've been going around. Then once I was settled a few days in, I started looking for a job. I went to every store that says we're hiring. I've given them my, like, my printed resume and all that. And it was crazy because I was so panicking that I wouldn't find a job before the month ends, because it means I'm going to hold on off on asking for a lot of more money so that I could survive living here. But then luckily, after the first week, after giving so much more, I got an interview in Telstra and I got the job. And that's, you know, I had to set all those up, and it was like wonderful. But in this moment, the things that I've unlearned was gone. Now I'm relearning how to make it work for me. It just, it's wonderful, I guess. The first ones that I had, the things that I've learned about myself, the bad things that I've learned about myself, was that I tend to blame people. I tend to lack claiming accountability sometimes. Sometimes it happens, sometimes really, I swear, like, it still takes a hold of me. And then I don't really have patience. I've always been impulsive and wanted the things that I wanted right now and then, and like, fix it up real quick. And I realized that's not the right thing. So I've learned about that. Then I'm going to unlearn it in a bit. And then I've learned that I can get very, very harmful when I want to become, when I'm hurt, when I'm really just like that. And I think everybody is like that. But I understood and figured out my triggers. And then now I'm going to unlearn all those. I'm going to learn so many, I'm going to unlearn and, like, rethink, relearn about how I'm going to take these into my next stage in life and next part of my life, which is now, which is where I am today. So, yeah, with that, I was given this long period of wait of not hearing from any company that I sent my resume to. It gave me that little feeling of nausea and that feeling coming up your chest and not making you breathe, because it's so scary that you don't, and you still don't have a job on your, like, second week or no interviews yet. But then at the end of that second week, I was given a text or a call. Are you ready for an interview? Would you be able to go for an interview today? I was like, okay, who is this? Gemma from Telstra. I was like, oh, what? I wouldn't understand because she had an accent, but it was like, oh, wow. And then Telstra, I was like so happy. I was like, okay, cool. And I got prepared, I got ready. And then I went to the interview. Shazam. And everybody was like happy about it. And they're great. They were amazing. And they were really, really happy with me. And they gave me the job. I was so happy by that. I was like, okay. And I had so much disbelief in myself then, because I was like thinking already that maybe nobody likes me because I'm this. Maybe they don't see things in me. Maybe I oversold myself to myself, that maybe I'm not as great as everybody here. Maybe I'm just freaking average. So those are like things that's going on in my head, right? So I was having to also relearn how to look at myself and my confidence and how I deal with things. Because being in a different country, being able to just go through so much motions in your life in just those 3 months, 2 months, or whatever, it's a lot. And it's daunting. It's debilitating. And on my personal front of my life, I had to learn some values about love that I couldn't explain. Another face to hurt and pain and understanding that. And also now we're faced with so much things that are going on in our world. And all you just want to do is just help out a little bit, I guess, to make it a little better for everybody else. So yeah, here it is. Hoping that there's so much more that people will also take this time to learn about the things that they probably learned about before. Learn what works and what doesn't work. And unlearn those that doesn't work. And then relearn how you could put it in your life. How could you put it into practice? That, well, this is it. It's a whole lot of things, you know. It's a whole lot of story that I've told you in that, like, transition phase of my life. But to put it everything into a cohesive turn when I discuss this idea of learning, unlearning, and relearning. That the way that I told you that's what's going on in my life, a lot of things are also going on in your life. And maybe you just don't notice them because you're too busy wanting somebody else's kind of life. That you forget to see that how your life is right now, it is as eventful as everybody else. If you just take the time to understand it, if you just learn how you've enjoyed your life, how you lived your life the past years, and learn how you could live with more intention, living in the now, just learning how to feel whatever it is going on for you, grounding yourself with the truth that's around you, that you see the immediate truth that's in front of you. To just live with knowing that you are trying to do better, that you are working to do better. And yeah, like that's the major lesson about, I guess, being a human being for me, is that it's a matter of always constantly learning. And as you know, I'm a preschool teacher. That's why I believe in learning. I believe that we are all supposed to be lifelong learners. So yeah, this has been a wonderful time that I did that. And I wish that you enjoyed it, lovies. I definitely, definitely miss this. And I miss y'all. And I hope that you enjoy. I hope that you enjoy this episode dedicated to you. With all the love in the world, I wish you love and light and happiness to everyone who's listening, and peace in your own life. So let's hope that the leaders of our world listen to the clamor for peace and joy and all that is good in this world. Sending all the prayers and love to all of you. Goodbye. This is AD of Love, Growth, and Freedom, a podcast that believes in love, acknowledges growth, and encourages freedom. Again, goodbye, lovies, and see you on my next episode.
We are Independent Podcast Network. We are Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate. Would you like to hear your brand while supporting quality podcasts? Contact us now at advertise@guerrillapodcastsyndicate.com.